Hey, this is Andy C.
Hey, it's Future Bound here.
Hey, this is Katie from Coven.
It is me, Mosey, everyone's favourite dad of DMB.
Hey, this is Wilkinson.
Hey, this is Netsky.
Hey, it's Boo.
Yo, this is Bensley.
Hey, guys, it's Formula.
Hey, it's Andromatic.
This is the Full Noise Podcast with Mike Nicholas.
And today I am very excited about my guest, who is basically just smashing the scene in the way of house and tech house. Basically, he has risen to fame since the success of his track Take It, which garnered around 37 million streams across all of the platforms. It also hit number one on the overall Beatport chart. He's had radio support from the likes of One Live, BBC Radio 1, Kiss FM, Sirius XM and Triple J as well. And he's also been named by Pete Tong as his Future Star of 2019 and Billboard Dance's Artist to Watch for April 2019. Huge accolades, and he's with me right now. Dom Dollar, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Really good. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat.
Pleasure.
Now, you're currently back in Aussie, back at home, relaxing, I hope?
Yeah. I just got back. I've sort of been on the road nearly nonstop since about January. So wow. This is the first time I've been at home for longer than 10 days in a very long time. So it's kind of bizarre, but it's nice.
Things have just been insane for you over the last 12 months, right? You've been touring Australia, North America, UK, Europe, festivals like Coachella, EDC, Vegas, Splash House, Tomorrowland. It goes on. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, no, it's been incredible. It's kind of one of those, they're all kind of events that I suppose they've always been on my radar for so long, and it'd be a dream come true to perform at any of those festivals. But it's really interesting how that sort of has just really snuck up on me this year.
Yeah, of course. It's
been there's been a lot of pinch myself moments when I walk out on stage and go, oh my God, am I really at Coachella or, EDC and those sort of events. So it's been, really, really mind blowing, to be honest.
Do you have a favorite performance from those so far?
Oh, that's a good question. probably the ones that my friends come to. I think not as many of my Aussie mates have been traveling in the States this year, but a lot of them have been doing sort of like European adventures and stuff. So it's from spending a lot of time, just me and my tour manager on the road, it's good to mix it up and have some sort of friends from the Southern Hemisphere go, hey, guess what? I'm in Croatia. what are you doing tomorrow? And we're kind of like, yes, this is going to be an awesome show.
And makes you feel a little bit more like you're at home.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just about sharing with people that you know. And I think the best thing as well that I'm looking forward to about next year and later this year with touring and heading back over to those markets is I've befriended a lot of people that live there, and it'll be almost like going back and visiting old friends that I didn't know the first time around. So that's what I kind of like about touring.
That's awesome. I heard a wee story from Tomorrowland about a bit of an awkward moment that the sound cut out mid-set.
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, every DJ's worst nightmare. I thought it was my fault, and I just kind of was like, oh, God, here we go. Your worst nightmares come to life. But it turns out it wasn't my fault. They had some sort of power outage on, a bunch of the stages and a bunch of the bars. It was 2/3 of the way through the set, and I had to entertain the crowd with no power and no microphone.
Oh, wow.
So I was just sort of pulling out every trick I had in the book. I was got my rider from backstage and was throwing beers into the crowd, and everyone was cheering and laughing I mimicked this video I found online of I remembered from years ago where Roger Federer sort of had this has this crowd control moment where he raises his hands in the air and everyone screams, and then he puts his hands down, everyone has to stop immediately, and sort of just kept everyone in inebriated laughter for as long as I could.
Love that. Kept it professional at all times.
Exactly. I walked out of it going, I can't believe that I pulled that off. But it was very funny.
That's awesome. Now this year you were named Pete Tong's Future Star of 2019, Billboard's Artist to Watch. That must be one of the biggest compliments and also inspiration, I guess, for you.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Certainly wasn't expecting any sort of accolades like that. Ever, let alone in such a sort of short amount of time in quick succession. So it's been really interesting. I chat to Pete on the phone sometimes, and I've listened to him for so long as a fan of dance music that the first time we had a chat on the phone, I kind of, he was talking for like a couple of minutes on a bit of a monologue, and I kind of forgot that I was on the phone to him, and he stopped talking, and he was like, "You there?"
Yeah,
and just... I was like, "Oh shit, sorry, I forgot this is a phone call. I just keep thinking I'm listening to you on the radio." So
love that. Was there a sort of moment when you realized you created something big, or things were about to blow up, or did it just run out of control?
To be honest, not really. I just kind of I knew that I was writing music that might be a little bit more sort of club directed than and sort of like DJ focused than my stuff was previously. It was my old mother stuff had a bit more of a songwriting focus, and it was more for listening rather than directly written for the dance floor. Mm. And I think I know it was a conscious decision to make that move, just because I wanted to share my music with other DJs.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that just that sort of small adjustment in my sound would lead to, you know, it sort of taking off like it has. So it's been really sort of eye-opening, I suppose.
For sure. What do you think was the big sort of catalyst, I guess, for breaking out of the scene in Australia and cracking the American market? Because I feel like there's probably so many artists out there trying to do that and probably feeling like it's almost impossible, and you've managed it.
Starting small, I suppose. I had an opportunity to play a couple of shows in the States 3 or so years ago.
Mm.
And we were definitely going to be losing money by heading over there. Yeah. When I say we, it's like me and my tour manager. I kind of refer to, I've got to stop doing it, but he tells me you've got to say I as opposed to we all the time. Yeah, I headed over there and we just sort of like slogged it out and toured everywhere where we had the opportunities to play. And it started off really, really slowly, but when it hit, it happened really quickly. So I suppose it was just about getting over there, really, and taking the opportunities that we were given. And it moved when it rains, it pours. So it took a long time to reach that point, and then when it did, it was sort of, it all came at once.
And sort of taking it back, I guess, how did you first start out in music?
I grew up sort of playing sax and guitar in the school band. I didn't really start producing music until I was about 20. I'm 27 now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all self-taught. It's all on YouTube, or YouTube taught, I should say, when it comes to like the music production stuff. But I've just been obsessed with dance music from a young age, and I started DJing when I was about 15 or 16. I got into the production stuff quite late, but I was pretty obsessed with it. I was working at home as a freelance graphic designer. So I sort of just every minute that I wasn't designing flyers or logos for various local businesses, I was dedicating my time to Ableton it was a hobby that turned into a job.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the way to describe it.
That's pretty awesome. And you've released your brand new track, San Francisco, which is sounding huge, by the way.
Thank you.
I've actually got to tell you a story, because I was genuinely walking around the city here in Christchurch in New Zealand yesterday, and this car came past me, and this guy was fully bumping your track full blast, and he was dancing around loving it. And I just took a moment, and I was like, love that.
That's so good. It's so strange to think how far the internet has been able to take these records, and how quick it's able to happen. Like, you know, the whole idea that song came out yesterday and yourself is seeing it on your side of the world, and then I'm getting Snapchats from people on the other side of the world. It's pretty amazing.
Have you had a moment like that where you've seen or heard one of your own songs somewhere and it's been a little bit mind-blowing?
Probably at the airport in like Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
Where I thought it was playing from my phone, and I kind of embarrassed, like pulled my phone out to like press stop, and then I realized it was coming from the speakers at the cafe that was next to me.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, where the hell am I?
That's awesome, because I mean, the airport is probably famously more of a sadder place. You know, people were saying goodbye to each other, and I love that. They're just bumping some house in the background. That's good. Changes the whole vibe.
Exactly. There's been a few of those sort of bizarre experiences, but it's it's really humbling and it's really fun, that's for sure.
Definitely. Where did the idea for this track start out? I mean, I feel like San Francisco would be the obvious answer, but maybe not.
Yeah, no, it was. I was in San Fran. I just finished playing a show at a venue there, and everyone seemed to like really, really be into those really rolling bass lines and rolling sort of tech house grooves. And I thought, I need to write a song to sort of like capture this. I was like super, super psyched on the gig. And I came home and I had the hook. I started playing with like the lyrical concept of San Fran Disco. Mm-hmm. San Francisco and like everything that rhymed with it. And just sort of like wrote a little rap. And then over the next couple of weeks had the instrumental concept sort of fleshed to life. And it was really natural. They say the good ones are the quick ones.
Yeah.
And so that one, it was relatively, came together, kind of surprised me of how, the speed in which it came together mm-hmm. surprised me for sure.
Yeah. And there's this great sample in the breakdown of the track talking about sort of the house scene in San Francisco. Who was that?
Mm. that's Justin Martin, a producer who grew up in San Fran. He's been an idol of mine for a really long time. That's an interview that I found, and I asked him if it was cool if I could sample him, and he was like, "Hell yeah, no worries."
Yeah.
So he's been a big inspiration to me for a really long time, and was sort of instrumental in the foundation of the whole Dirty Bird Records thing with Claude Von Stroke. And
nice.
I felt like he was just such a perfect. It was such a perfect sample that I couldn't really pass it up. I had to put it in there
for sure. It worked so well. Would you say this track is sort of dedicated to the scene in San Francisco then?
100%. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I love that city. It's one of my favorite cities to play in America. So mm-hmm. I kind of, it sort of feels fitting. Like it's like they've given something to me and I love going back there. So, you know, now that each and every time I go back there, there's something that they can claim and go, "Hey, that song's for us." And
yeah,
you know,
that's awesome.
It's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I think I'm heading back there next month. Sort of mid-October, so I think that show is going to be a fun one.
Cool. Hopefully there's not too much pressure on you everywhere you go for someone to say, write a song about us.
My friends of mine here in Melbourne have been like, you know, when's our song coming? I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be the gimmicky guy that writes a song about every city, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, right. Now, you've also been working on some brand new music, I see. Fellow Aussie, Hayden James, Sonny Federa. And also on Instagram, I saw you're at least hanging out with Chris Lake. I assume maybe there were some tunes being made.
yeah. There's I can't comment on all of it, but mm-hmm. yeah, there's definitely a bunch of like-minded friends who enjoy each other's music, and we're trying to sort of spend as much time in the studio together as we can. So hopefully awesome. Over the next 12 months, we have some exciting new records that pop out.
I mean, I know you say you can't say too much, but how many tracks are you currently working on or have you finished?
I've probably got three finished.
Yep.
That are Dom Dolla-esque records. I've got all sorts of records sitting in the bank. I'm always writing music, but mine and Sonny's record's pretty close to being done.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Hayden have another couple of studio sessions to go together, so it's like, yeah, there's definitely a lot in the bank, but it's for me it's just keeping the pedal to the metal and writing as much as I possibly can and making sure that everything's good, because mm-hmm. I'm about sort of, you know, making sure that everything is 10 out of 10 awesome and I'm super proud of it and, you know, in love with it before I put it out into the world for everyone to, you know, dance to.
Yeah, so. I cannot wait to hear them then. Who are you sort of listening to right now? Is there anyone you're enjoying or think is about to pop off?
that's a good question. In terms of Aussies, I'm a big fan of local Sydney lad named Cormac.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing a bunch of music that he's putting out on Defected. The Salado guys out of the UK, they're sort of like rolling tech house stuff, like super, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing it, playing huge shows over in Ibiza with Fisher and Camel Fat and that whole bodywork show that they're doing in Ibiza.
Yeah.
I suppose my taste is pretty eclectic. Like I listen to, like in my spare time, I don't really listen to that much dance music just because I try to sort of take inspiration from everywhere.
Mm.
But I think it's an exciting time. I think especially because sort of house and tech house is sort of crossing over a little bit more than it has in previous years.
For sure.
It's exciting to see where it's going, and hearing these sort of songs being played on daytime radio is something that I honestly never thought I'd hear. So.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? It's like the whole EDM scene, I feel, in general, is just getting bigger and bigger right now.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like people, like, music is associated with having a good time, and if people can dance to it as well, then you know why wouldn't dance music take off? And
exactly,
I think it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as people want to, you know, crank it up and shake it on the dance floor.
It's all about how it makes you feel.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now we're really excited to have you playing Rhythm and Vines right here in New Zealand for the first time this new year. You must be pretty excited about that, along with everything else you've got coming up.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. I've heard a lot of a few friends of mine in New Zealand before the show got locked in. They're like, "You've got to come over for R&V," and I was like, "Cool, cool. Hopefully it happens." And then when the email popped up, I was like, "Holy shit, they're going to be wrapped," and so am I. So, it's. I think the New Year's runs, it's going to be a busy one. I think I've got like 5 or 6 festivals across Australia and New Zealand over 5 days or something.
Yep.
So I think I've forgotten which day exactly I'm playing R&V.
28.
But I know that I'm coming. 28, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm coming straight over from Brisbane and then going straight back over to New South Wales after that. So there'll be few flights involved, but
oh, wow.
I'm pretty excited. The lineup for R&V is amazing.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Thank you so much for chatting to me. Really appreciate your time. You're absolutely killing it right now, so good luck for the future.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate the chat.
Thank you.
Follow us on the socials. Just search @FullNoise.